Good evening and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, as a schus for a civic with Yaakov Aaron ben Rochel, and for Shlema Leliyahu ben Soro and Morcha ben Soro, and Leiloi Nishmas, Malkovas Rav Chaim Yitzchok, or Rav Shlema Chaim ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Leliyahu Chaim ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Oren ben Moshe, and Ho'isha Gitelbas, Horav Eliezer Monoyach. Many focus this week on the Parshas Hamon. We read it this Shabbos, and many have a custom to recite the Parshas Hamon on Tuesday in the week of Parshas B'Shalach. I'd like to talk about the benefits of such a skula and the dangers that exist in certain skulas as well, even in certain tefillos as well, even in certain bitochen as well. And please allow me to explain. The benefits of Parshas Hamon are obvious because the entire parsha is a direct chizuk in the midas habitochen. In fact, it's brought that when the reason that Hashem didn't just grant them everything for the year or for 2 years or for the whole duration of the time in the Midbar, but rather provided them on a daily basis, is to strengthen that bitochen, that they're constantly focused. There's a need when they go to sleep at night. There's a motivation to rise to a level of bitochen, and there's a need for the bitochen because the cupboard is bare, and I don't know, in the morning, there's no food. So if there's going to be food, so I have bitochen, and Hashem provides. So it was really a laboratory for developing endless and ongoing and ever deeper and greater heights and levels of bitochen. And that's what the Hamon represented. And therefore, when we read the Parshas Hamon, we certainly are inspired to strengthen our bitochen. However, there are dangers. I think the danger is the first place, well, no, I shouldn't say the first, but one place where it's noted is in the Avnei Eliyahu in the Siddur HaGro, which is brought mostly from the Vilna Goyin, in the Brocha of Shema Koleinu. And there he seems to say, the Pshat in Tfilois HaSachanunim, that even if a person would reach a level where his Tfilois, he says, a certain level of confidence, a certain level of knowledge that Hashem's going to respond to me, I still have to keep begging. And he seems to indicate because if I think I have bitochen and I don't keep begging, then I might come to rely on my bitochen rather than on Hashem's kindness. And that's a very fine line and a very deep flaw. If I rely on, I have bitochen, I'm counting on my bitochen, I'm relying on myself, not relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but I'm relying on my trust. Therefore, I'm really relying on myself, and I've dealt HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of the formula, and therefore, there's no entitlement to anything because I'm not relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When I keep begging, I have bitochen, I'm sure Hashem's going to help me, but I keep tefilos, b'sachanunim, I keep begging Hashem, that I'm constantly reminding myself, I'm not relying on my bitochen. With my bitochen, I'm coming to rely and count on the chesed Hashem, which is really the essence of everything. So one must constantly be focused on relying on Hashem's chesed. As the Baruch said, we've repeated it many times, I have such confidence in your chesed, your geli b'Yeshua secha, that I just know my heart will rejoice in the Yeshua. The Yeshua is going to come. I know that because I have so much confidence in your chesed. But if I have confidence in my bitochen, then I don't have any confidence in Hashem's chesed. I'm focusing on myself. You're confident in yourself? We'll see. Because it's not about you. Now, this can be found in other places as well. For example, there are certain skulas where there's no mention of bitochen. There's no mention of chizuk and bitochen. There's no remez to chizuk and bitochen, like the Parshas HaKetores. Many people have a minhag to say that the Parshas HaKetores, they read it from a klaf in shul. Some people have a private klaf, a skula, maybe a skula for parnosa. But that skula for parnosa can mislead me unless I focus. It's not the skula that's going to bring the parnosa. It's my reliance on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The skula only makes me focus more and believe more and be more confident in that reliance. Because I have a pesachus also. I have something to, I did a hishtatlus. So mamela, I could, but the confidence cannot be, I can't rely. I have a skula, everything is fine. I have a skula. If you think it's the skula, everything is not fine. You're in big trouble because you have to be relying only directly and totally on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. This can go, this concept is seen in other places as well. The Pasuk says in Tilim, Al Tiftuch Ben Nedivim, and the great givers, generous people, those Nedivim, don't trust them. Now Meiri says, but in the Chachomim and the Chassidim, you could muta liftoyach. Shehem yadricho isu b'darki b'tochem Hashem, because they'll lead you in the ways of b'tochem Hashem. Shaila is, what am I trusting the Chochem as? A baldova? Chochem can't do anything, it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Elam, I'm only trusting him as a shliach. So why can't I trust the Nodiv as a shliach? He's also a shliach. There says, the Nodiv will say, I'll be happy to help you. The Chochem will say that the Bina Shalelem will help you. The Chochem Shehem Yadrichu Oysoi B'darke B'tochem Hashem. He will not let me make the mistake that it's him. It's only Hashem. So really, I could rely on a Shliach. But if the Shliach is a Nodiv, I might forget that he's the Shliach and think that he's the Baal Dover. He's the one who sends it. And he's not going to remind me necessarily. The Chochem will say, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you. I am fond of telling over the story of someone, I have a recollection, I told it over here not too long ago, maybe this whole discussion we had from time to time, but someone went to Rabbi Yankel Schiff, the Brisker Rav's youngest son-in-law, for a brocha. Well, he didn't really want to give a brocha, but finally she insisted. So he said one condition, that if the brocha is mekuyim, you thank the Rabbeinu Shalom and not me. What he did is focus these people that has nothing to do with me. If it's a tefillah that I utter, if it's a brocha, whatever it may be, I'm asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help you. But ultimately, you have to realize it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's grave dangers in that, because what's wrong with the shliach, the nodav or the chochem? The Torah says, I'm relying on the nodav as a shliach. I might forget, I might fool myself. But look, he's the man. If he'll say no, I'll be very disappointed. But if I'm relying on the Rabbeinu Shalom, it's irrelevant what he says, because I'm counting on the Rabbeinu Shalom. So this is something that I think has to be constantly, constantly, constantly kept in mind. The fine line between relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and relying on our own bitochen. And therefore, when we deal with schools, or for example, we know the Pasuk Reseches Yodecho Masbiya L'chol Chai Rotzeh. That's supposed to be a school of a parnosa. We say with kavona that Hashem opens up his hands and he satiates the every living creature according to his desire. His desire, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's desire, his desire, his personal desire. That's a different mafarshim. But he's Pesachus Yodecha, you open your hand and you do it. It's the school of a parnosa because I'm focusing that Hashem does it. I'm not focusing that a shliach does it. I'm not focusing that I do it. I'm not focusing that I have the schusim to bring it about. I'm focusing on one thing. You are peseach es yodecho. You open your hand and you satiate the whole chai rotzein. And therefore that can be a very positive schula because I'm focusing on who's doing it. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we have to constantly keep in mind. You know, we search for schoolers sometimes, and they may be wonderful, they may be very effective, but the effectiveness is in inspiring us to put our trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we tend to rely, or if we allow ourselves, even in the slightest, to rely on the schooler rather than focus directly on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're in big, big trouble because we've taken an opportunity to really accomplish something in our bitochen and sort of lost it in the misplaced focus on ourselves, on a shliach, on our bitochen, on anything other than ach barach, completely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, as we read the parashas, I'm on awe, better yet. As we say the brocha in Birchas Hamos and Hazones Hakol, that brocha, the first brocha, Moshe Rabbeinu was mesakin it for the parashas of Doiraisa, but he was menaseach the nusach on the Parshas Haman, on the Mon. That bracha was made on the Mon. And it's very interesting that we make the same bracha today on our bread when we eat. And that is a very powerful reminder that just like the Mon and the Midbar was a miraculous gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to each individual, so too is our bread, so too is our food, so too is our parnosa. It's all direct from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I'd like to just point out one more point. In the Berachas HaMazon we say, Uftuve HaGodol, and with his great goodness, Tomid forever loichos alonu. He never allowed us to be lacking. We always had what we need. It's not a bakosha where we say, please do not allow us to be choser in the mozen, to miss anything. It's a statement of bitochon. Until now, we always had enough. You never let us down. You will not. We are confident that you will not allow us to be lacking in mozen le'ulam void. And this, I think, is a very important tachpula in developing and enhancing our bitochon. When we look at the past, we can be inspired to trust for the future. Forever, all the time. When's the last time I didn't have what to eat? I have. HaKadosh Baruch Hu always provides. But Al Yechsa, and that is what inspires me and gives me the confidence. Al Yechsa Lono Mozim Boy, that I know it, well, I know emotionally, because since he has never let me down until now, I just can feel it for the future. The Goyin actually says that that's a means of strengthening our bitochon. He says it on what we say in Nishmas, Adhina Azarunu Rachamecho. Until now, what you helped us was racham, mercy. The last of Unai didn't forsake us was chasodech, was kindness. And you will not forsake us in the future. And the Goyin says like this, we say, if what you did for me until now was because I deserved it, maybe I don't deserve it today. How could I be tochen? Yesterday I deserved it, today I don't. But if I know Adheinu Azarunu was only Rachabecha, Veloy Azarunu was only Chasudecha, if that's the case, I can be confident, She'al Titshenu Lo Netzach, you will never forsake us. The emotional recognition of the fact that until now, everything he did was not because I deserved, it was only Chesed and Rachamim. I can't look, if I look at I deserve, I misread the whole situation. Everything you did, I don't deserve anything. It's all chesed v'racham. No chesed v'racham is a constant. Just like until now you did chesed v'racham, in the future you will continue to do chesed v'racham. Ve'al titshenu Hashem elokeinu lenetzach. So let's be wary that even as we daven, and even as we work and we feel that we have achieved certain level of bitochon, but let's be wary not to rely on the tefillah. The Gemara calls that iun tefillah maskirin avanayse shalom. The one says, "Michagut kedavent, I davened so well, I'm counting on the tefillah." No, you're counting on yourself. It's not it. When you davened well, you count on Hashem's person. And the same thing with our bitocha, with our tefillah, with our skulas. We should constantly be focused on our Kodesh Baruch Hu and never allow ourselves to make the mistake that it's any other koyach other than the chesed Hashem.